Hey, thanks so much for letting me come in and get ready for the party with you. You're seriously a lifesaver. I knew I wanted to throw a surprise party, but I didn't know how I would get into your sister's house before she came home. And then I was like, oh yeah, him. Anyways, I brought all the stuff we need. Cake, candles, presents. I even got balloons as well. Yeah, we just need to blow them up is all. If you have a pump, I hope you don't mind that. Can I come in? Yeah, it's a little cold out here. Great, thanks. Sorry. I hope I'm not intruding on your schedule or anything. I know you're a full-time student, just like me and all. So I know how busy things can get. Oh yeah. You don't mind if you get to throw your sister a surprise party? Oh, you're so sweet. I don't know why, but I don't know why she always says you're annoying. Always thought you were really cute and fun to be around. I mean, that's what I thought when you were younger, at least. You know, when I would come over here all the time after school to hang out with your sister. Oh, we never really interacted all that much, but you were always so polite. I always thought it was really adorable. Oh, no. You're still cute now. That's not what I meant. Just, well. You're more hot than cute now, is what I was trying to say. sorry. Got off track for a second. Can you help me set these decorations up? Great. Here, why don't you put the candles in the cake? Yeah, one for each year she is old. You seriously don't know how old your own sister is? Oh my god. She's 23, dummy. I guess you really don't talk to each other too much anymore. Well, that's really a shame. I mean, I guess you never really did. Oh, I guess seeing you like her because she introduced me to you. Fair enough, I guess. Really. The feeling is mutual. But, hey. Sound. What? It's her? Oh, shit. What is she doing back so early? What do we do? Okay. Put the cake in the oven. Hide it quickly. Yeah. I'll throw these decorations in the closet. And I guess we're gonna have to hide in there too. Quick. Yes, we're hiding in the pantry. No more questions. Get in. Made it in time. Seriously, why is she back so early? You must have mixed up her schedule. No. Don't worry about it. It's just a simple mistake. Is she gonna be back here for long? Oh, okay. She is her. She usually just takes a nap on the couch and then goes to lacrosse practice. Okay. Then we shouldn't be here too long. I guess. No. I can't leave when she's napping. Your sister is a super light sleeper, you know. I've been to tons of sleepovers with her. She'll wake up as soon as she hears the door creak. So, we're just gonna have to wait things out. Is there a... Oh, now we go. Okay. This place is a lot smaller when there are two people stuffed in here. Sorry, you're not too uncomfortable, are you? Okay, good. Just let me know if you need me to scooch you out the way or something. And I'll try my best. This is so stupid. I mean, seriously. This is like a total sitcom moment. I feel like I can hear the laughing track playing over us right now. Is supposed to be the part where we can't handle being so close to each other because we both are crazy in love and can't help ourselves from making out like animals, right? No. No reason for saying that. It's a little cliche, you know. I have seen it in tons of sitcoms. It's not like that's how I actually feel. I mean, you're cute and all, but you're still my best friend's little brother. Besides, you probably have a girlfriend, right? And I wouldn't want to cross that line. No way. Oh, you don't have a girlfriend. Really? Hey, don't be embarrassed. Sorry, I just kinda assumed you would. Yeah. You're still the same shy kid. Back then. Well, don't worry. There's definitely some lucky girl out there who really likes you for who you are. Well, this really is a sitcom moment, isn't it? I mean, I'm practically just waiting for you to lean over and kiss me. Come closer. So, you finally picked up on my signals, huh? Took you long enough, sheesh. I thought you never were gonna come around. Whatever, I'm glad I've got you hooked now. I've been waiting entirely too fucking long for this. And you, mister, are gonna make up for tempting me all this time. Yeah, we're gonna do it. Right here, right now. You heard me. Don't worry, I'll be quiet. You'll have to hold up your end, though. I can't promise you won't scream because of how good I am.